Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
One, two, three, four. When I turn my radio dial, all I hear is pop country. Oh, corporate jerk, sure, get on my nerves. That ain't country to me. Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee. That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music biz. Cause now it burns when I pee.
You, what's coming up? Halloween?
Yeah.
And what are you going to be?
A vampire.
Oh, are you going to bite people?
Yeah, and suck people's blood out.
Wow.
Everybody's blood.
Are you going to give me some of your candy?
No, you're far away. I can't see you very well on Halloween night.
You can mail me some suckers. What?
Come a pack of gum?
Yeah, a pack of gum.
Oh, that's my pack of gum. My good pack of gum.
Game, motherfuckers. You just all tag along.
One time a woman says, I'm sorry. I'm like, shut up. Okay, you ready?
Still.
Are we ready?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. All right, folks. Welcome to episode number 54 of A Burns When I Pee, the Halloween special. Interview with a vampire. My name is the podcasting god. Blake Clayton, and we have with us our co-host and host of the Happy Hour on Friday nights on SavingCountryMusic.com, the one and only BJ.
Howdy, Blake, and thanks for that plug. You plug God, you.
And we have something special for our newest co-host who's trying to get into the rhythm, but there's only one thing that Coley needs to start out a show, and that's a countdown. So here we have the countdown. Oh. It's a fancy countdown. Groovy tune. She's feeling the rhythm. She's getting ready. She's psyching herself up. And it is our one and only Cold Beer Coley. Welcome to the show, Cold Beer.
Well, hello, Mr. Blake Clayton.
I kind of stopped that on radio-like, but it's a pleasure to have you back, and I thought maybe counting it down a little bit would help you, because you seem to that really helps you out when we do the show.
It does. It relaxes me. It soothes me. It makes calm come over me.
All right. Well, now that you have the calm coming all over you. I didn't know your name was Calm, BJ. Ho!
Oh!
Dick joke 2 minutes in. All right.
All right.
Well, we just got done hearing a song called The Devil and Me, and that is by the Meat Purveyors. And I love the Meat Purveyors, and that is from their album, All Relationships Are Doomed to Fail. And there's a little trend you're going to see tonight in the music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there is. Like every other Halloween episode, it's going to be all about murder, death, the devil, everything else.
And spooky stuff.
All the stuff that's good in the world.
Spooky stuff. Oh. And just talk about our spooky lineup. Here is the one and only Amish BJ.
Dun, dun. All right. We have music by the Meat Purveyors, Carmen Lee and the Tamara River 2, the Pine Box Boys, Johnny Cash, Those Poor Bastards, Split Lip Rayfield, White Trash Whiplash, The Dirt Daubers, Bobby Bear Jr., and Hellbound Glory, and a couple from me. We also have an interview with a vampire. We talk about the new things at SavingCountryMusic.com. We have the IBWIP first album review. That was a listener request that we do that.
And we make the listeners happy. We do what they want.
We try.
No matter how painful the CD is.
Oh, it was that bad?
Maybe it's just me. I'm an asshole.
We also do contact info, more inappropriate banner than necessary, and much, 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 much more.
Muchos more.
Muchos.
So are you guys all ready for Halloween?
Hell yeah, man. We had a good weekend this weekend with Halloweening.
Yes, we did.
What kind of stuff did you do?
Well, I think the first thing we did, we went pumpkin picking.
Yes.
And then we carved the pumpkins.
Yes.
Did anybody get hurt?
No.
No.
Because we did the same thing. We carved pumpkins this weekend. And, you know, a lot of people that know me know that I'm not really good with sharp objects. And we made it through. We carved two pumpkins. Made it through. I didn't cut myself. We go to light the fuckers, and I burn my thumb.
Oh.
Blake, you shouldn't be allowed around anything with fire, sharpness.
Or a microphone.
or things that go boom. I'm just saying. That's all. Just saying.
I should just stick with sex.
That would work.
Yeah.
Sex is good.
I haven't heard any complaints about that. I haven't really asked around or anything. But
So what are the kids going to be for Halloween?
Well, Liam is dead set on being a vampire.
Awesome.
Sean, he is like me, and he procrastinates until like the last minute. So I'll probably have to whip something together like the day we go out trick-or-treating.
He could be the podcasting god.
Well, that's true. He could. We could do that. That would be a really good idea.
But because Sean isn't good with sharp things or fire either.
Me and Sean are a lot alike.
Yeah.
Well, I hope there's no sex yet, though.
No, there's not.
There better not be.
Shut up.
That's spooky to think about.
Yes.
Halloween.
No, that's
no, it's just plain out scary.
Yeah.
So last year at this time, we talked about some things that BJ did, like, you know, in his youthfulness during Halloween. Coley, did you ever get into any trouble in your youth during Halloween?
No, Blake. I was a good girl.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I'm no fun. I didn't start getting bad until I met BJ.
Right. The first year we were together on Halloween.
That's right. I did.
We went pumpkin thieving.
Pumpkins.
Yeah, we'd go around to every supermarket
and steal pumpkins.
And steal, you know how they never take in like the display thing of pumpkins that they have outside?
Right.
It's a bad influence.
We kife a lot of pumpkins. We had a whole car full of pumpkins.
Yes. But
then what'd you do with them?
Carved them.
And then sat them back out. No, I'm just kidding.
And then put them back the next morning.
Back
they're
in
all
the right
carved.
Place.
Yeah.
That would have been funny. Awesome. Why didn't we think of that?
Because we didn't have Blake.
That's right.
It's kind of like when you steal steal furniture on garbage day and then just go to one person's house and like put all the furniture in, like make it look like a living room in their front yard.
Or you could just steal all the furniture and leave the cushions.
That would be funny too.
Nice.
Nice.
Like, I don't want these cushions. You probably came all over them.
So Blake, did you ever do any bad things at Halloween?
No. No, my mom didn't let me go out.
Wait, your mom or your roommate?
Well, back then she was my mom.
Oh.
No, she's my roommate.
I just wanted to clarify, that's all.
Good stuff.
Well, you know, we oftentimes, you know, think of subjects to talk about on the show because our banter is, you know. Yeah, it's wrong, and it's inappropriate.
No, not wrong. Long.
Long.
But, and it's one big inside joke.
Right. When people come and listen, they're like, these guys, this doesn't make any fucking sense. But, no, you know, we oftentimes talk about how, you know, everybody in this genre of music are like, really, like, a big family. And time and time again, we see people step up and do stuff for other people. You know, when bands come into town, people open up their homes. You guys have opened up your homes to people, you know, to crash and, you know, save them some money and give them, you know, a place to take a shower and stuff and feed them. Right. But, you know, one of my favorite bands is the Calamity Cubes. We all know that.
Right.
But, you know, last month I'm at work and I'm like looking through Facebook because that's what I do.
Me too.
And I noticed that, you know, Cody O needs money for a bass. And I'm like, what the hell? Well, come to find out, the way I take the story is he had his bass sitting down, like, on the street getting ready to load it up, and somebody backed the van over it.
Oh.
And if you guys have ever seen Cody O's bass, it was, like, fucking tops, man. It had the spider web pinstriping, and it was badass. And, you know, that's this guy's livelihood. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he does for a living. And those are expensive.
Right.
Yes, they are. We checked into them. Yeah.
And so, you know, that morning, you know, there's a post saying, hey, you know, donate, you know, to get Cody O a new stand-up bass. And I'm like, fuck, you know. So I put some money in. And then I check it when I get home. Like, this is not even, like, 12 hours into it. And, like, they're like, oh, we've already gotten $700. You know, and the next day they're like, we've got enough to get him a new bass. And I'm just like, that is total badass that people would just give $5 or $10. You know, there's so many people in the, you know, in the scene or whatever that, you know, they help this guy out.
Right.
And it's just, it boggles my mind. And I just wanted to, I wanted to take a few minutes on the show to say, hey, to everybody that donated, you know, even if you couldn't, just, you know, the thought of it and everything, but
or just
it was
post it.
Yeah. Or just, you know, like, copied and shared it with everybody, but you know, little things like that, if we get us all together and we can make shit happen, it's pretty cool.
Right.
It's great. It's
that awesome. Was actually the second thing that happened this month that was really cool. I don't know if you know Devlin Carver.
Yeah, and that was the other example. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, somebody stole, she's the one that takes all the videos of all the big shows. She was at Muddy Roots. She took a lot of those videos. Whenever she books bands in Michigan, I believe.
I think that's what
I think is. She's in Michigan, but she books bands and puts up videos. Really, if you've ever seen a video of any band in this genre, Devlin was behind it. And somebody stole her camera at a show. And the next thing you know, somebody made a thing on Kickstarter. And by the end of the day, they had enough money for a new camera for her.
That's badass.
And then some.
Yeah, and it was like for a better quality.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I'm just blown away by the family atmosphere of this whole...
The banding together.
Yeah, of this whole group of all of us, you know?
It's called badassery.
Yes, it is. It's badassery at its finest.
So for all you folks out there that are listening that, you know, that follow us or listen to the show and, you know, contributed some money or just shared a link, let's clap for them.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you very much.
That's totally awesome. And all my equipment got stolen, and I need new. No, just joking.
Press the donate button. But anyway, I think it's time for another song.
Oh, okay. Since you're running the show, go ahead.
Now,
3, 2, 1.
Jeez. Okay, I think we should listen to The Butcher by Carmen Lee and the Tomorrow River 2.
Sounds excellent. We'll be right back with more Halloween special. That was pretty cool.
That was much better.
The king of carcass, the jack of flesh. Well, I had a dream, it's there no longer. It's lost amidst all of this mess. Well, I got 16 dead ones lying in the sun. Someone just brought over another one. It gets real busy this time of year. I got all this meat just lying here. How will I ever get it all done? 16 dead ones lying in the sun. Well, I really do not like this job, cutting flesh up all day long. I haven't eaten meat since last June. I've had to become a vegetarian. Everywhere I look, I see blood and bones. Traveling through this world all alone. I am the butcher, the meat processor, the king of carcass, the jack of flesh. Well, I had a dream, it's there no longer. It's all the mist, all of this mess. Travel the land, but it went missing and I ain't seen it since. last time I seen it, can't remember where. I wish I could find it, said I'd be free. But for now, it's a butcher's life for me. Cause I am the butcher, the meat processor, the king of carcass, the jack of flesh. Well, I had a dream, it's there no longer, it's lost a myth. All of this mess, it's lost a myth. All of this mess, it's lost a myth. All of this
What do I have to do to get some candy from you guys?
Yeah, pee yourself.
What?
Pee yourself.
I've already done that.
Poop yourself.
Oh, that's messy.
Puke on yourself.
I don't like to puke. It's not cool. It doesn't feel good.
Stick your finger in your mouth and then just try to...
Wow. Gruesome.
I smell my money, I smell my money, I smell my money on the cheating.
the ladies.
Hey, everybody, this is the Beach, and I gotta tell you, I really hate doing promos, but Blake makes me do them. So here it goes. If everybody listens to my show on Friday nights on Saving Country Music Live at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, I won't have to do these damn things anymore. And we can all rejoice, because this is about the 50th take. That's Friday night at 9 p.m. on SavingCountryMusicLive.com, guys. See you there. Oh, and the Beach gives away tons of prizes. I am not about buying your love. See you later, guys.
All around his stories told, our Mary died out in the cold on a hill about a mile out of town. Another woman's bed, and old Mary's old world came crashing down. She took the finger off her hand that wore the shiny wedding band and sat there in the cold to wait to die. Then who could say what sparkled more? The diamonds on the ring she wore, the shimmer of the frozen tears she cried. Then through the mist, oh, Mr. Skeleton, I guess you're coming. Saved him hard, but he blew it all on Ryan cards. He lost his shirt and one leg of his pants. He used to have more class. He had a horseshoe up his ass. He was a master of games of skill and chance. But that night was rough when old Red called his bluff and Willie was only holding pocket eights. You could see old Willie frown when Fifth Street came round, cause he knew old Red had finally made it straight. Hit through the mist, oh Mr. Skeleton, I guess you're coming after. So I will freely go with thee. In romance and heck, pretty much everything else, it seems. But when I close my eyes, the curtain starts to rise, and Mr. Skeleton comes dancing to my dreams. But when I wake at dawn, the dream lingers on, and vainly for better days I pray. But I've given up on cards, and love is just as hard, and I wonder when I lost the will to play. Hit through the mist, oh Mr. Skeleton, I guess you're coming.
You can 3, 2, 1.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Contact.
All right, folks. Welcome back. You just heard Judgment is Coming from Those Poor Bastards and Mr. Skeleton by the Pine Box Boys.
Mr. Skeleton.
Mr. Skeleton.
I love Halloween.
Me too.
And, you know, BJ, we were talking in between segments, and you totally justified the fact that I'm a big douche, because I did not realize that this is officially your 1 year anniversary on the show. Wow, that was loud.
Funny how time flies. Another year has come.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And we're still together here.
A little 1 year anniversary music for you.
That was very nice.
That was Ray Gorman and Brown. Nice. They were some brothers who wanted to sing Happy Anniversary.
Nice.
That was loud at the beginning. I was like, what the fuck?
Really? I didn't even realize it was my 1 year until you said something about the Halloween thieving. And I'm like, hold on. I talked about that on my first episode.
It's pretty amazing.
But it really hasn't been an episode or a year full of episodes, though.
Well, I took 3 months off, but but it's been a calendar year.
Yes, it has been a calendar year since I started co-hosting.
Now, do you feel your life is improved or gotten worse for being on the show?
I am much busier since the last since I started on this show. Much busier now in the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Coley, do you feel that his sexual performance has dropped off or gotten better since the beginning on the show?
Oh, he's giving me the eyes, Blake. I turned it on. It's cool. He's giving me the eyes, Blake, so I don't know.
So you don't know? Usually when he's given the eyes, you're supposed to go, yes.
See, but that's what you all expect me to say. No, it's still pretty much the same.
That sounds promising.
Nice. She's like, well, how do I say this and not insult him?
I wanted to put it nicely, not bluntly.
So your penis has not gotten any larger from being on the show?
No.
His head, not that head, but the one on his shoulders has gotten a bit bigger.
So usually after about a year, something bad happens to my co-hosts.
Did you hear what Nicole just said?
No.
She said she was added.
Well,
but let's hope nothing bad happens to me, because tomorrow I will be driving to work at 5 a.m. with a car with no power steering. So let's hope nothing bad happens to the Beej.
I think if something happens to the Amish BJ, I think we should just fold IBWIP all together.
I wouldn't do that. So anyway.
Well, happy anniversary, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
So I hear there's something new with you, Blake.
No.
Since the year anniversary. I think you have a new show that's on, I believe it's called SavingCountryMusic.com.
Well, funny you should mention that. I have started doing a bi-weekly, because I like lesbians, a bi-weekly show on SavingCountryMusic.com called Sunday Night Roundup.
And it is a very good show, Blake.
Well, thank you. I had one episode. They said I had some inside creativity talking to, and I was told that I said thank you too much.
Who said that?
Miles.
Oh, your producer.
Yes. So, but no, it's a new show. I'm kind of trying to do. It's more of a DJ show. There's not a lot of. I'm trying not to cuss at all in it. I'm trying to make it family friendly.
Oh,
I just noticed the other day. Well, first off, your show made me feel like a badass. Well, a bad person.
Why?
Because I have never once plugged the donate button on SavingCountryMusic.com. I have never, asked people to donate or, you know. You throw about 50 plugs in a second, which is like, I don't even know how you remember half of them.
I write them down.
Damn, listen to this show. Damn, listen to that show. Bam, send money. Bam, bam, bam. I'm like, man, you make me feel like a piece of shit.
Well, that was not intended. You know, I'm just trying to suck up to the man.
Yeah, I mean, did you get any of your t-shirt money yet?
I got a check for 50 grand. Was that the same as you're talking about?
That son of a bitch still hasn't sent me a check. I'm supposed to be making big money over there at SavingCountryMusic.com.
Well, you know, podcasting is all about big music. I mean, big money.
It is. It's big podcasting.
But there's not just my show and your show on there.
No, it's not. It's there's a few more.
Do you want to plug them?
Go ahead, Nicole.
I shall do that if you'd like me to. We have live on Wednesday nights at starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah. Tim Pop's Rebel Rouser Radio.
Rebel Rouser.
What's that?
Rebel Rouser.
Rebel Rouser. And then right after that awesome show, you have the man, the myth, the legend, the Rev, the Pusher, Nix. He comes on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And which is really cool is now he doesn't have to stop at a specific time.
No, that's awesome. I love
that he can have creative freedom now.
Right. If he wants to go long, he can. If he doesn't, he just signs off and says, screw you guys.
Fuck you guys, I'm going home.
Anyways, well, he comes on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of his show is the Mojo Medicine Show. And he'll bring you the best in blues and cigar box radio ever. It's amazing. You can't not tap your foot while his show's on.
I tap a lot of things while his show's on.
Well, I heard you did that also on Friday.
Not this Friday.
No, not this Friday.
Not this Friday. It was last Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I put her to sleep.
Yeah. No, okay, so it was the Friday before that.
And I even played some Barry White for him.
And speaking of Friday nights.
Yes, you have live on SavingCountryMusic.com again, the Amish BJ with the Happy Hour.
Which I got to say. Okay, so I choose not to go out on dates on Friday nights. And I choose to make me and Miles sit and listen to the show. Because I'll tell you what, like, it's an awesome show. You pick out great music. Like me, I think with my music, I kind of stick with the same, like, box of music. You know what I mean? And but you throw shit from everywhere. I don't even know where the shit comes from. And but you have a great time. And, like, the after show, like, you stay up until, like, you can't, like, sit up anymore. Like, you stay on for, like, 4 or 5 hours at a time sometimes.
Yeah, right. I got to drag him to bed.
Yeah, I mean, there's been times where Nicole has literally, I've been drinking so much and I'm so tired that I do, like, the three-step into the bedroom, like, just stumbling over
story.
Myself. It's pretty bad. But lately here, little Sean's had soccer on Saturday mornings. And I've been going into work at 5 a.m., so I've been kind of only going until, like, 12. So I've been doing, you know, 3-4 hours on instead of 5 or 6.
And what time does your show start?
Starts at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
All right. So check that out. It's seriously Saving Country Music. It's, you know, I can personally say that I don't agree with everything Trigger Man has ever said. He probably doesn't agree with everything I've ever said. But, you know, I was honored to get asked to kind of be on the channel with you guys. And I think we have a great, like, none of the shows are exactly the same. Like Rev plays different music than you play. I play different music than Tim plays. And so it's not four of the same continuous show.
Yeah. That's the cool thing about it. Each one of us brings our own little touch to everything. Like, sometimes you'll hear the same song on two different shows, but there's never, like, a whole set or, like, we don't blow you over with too much country or too much blues or this or that and the other thing. We all mix it up. It's a fun time, and I listen to all the shows, personally.
Yeah.
I'm there every Wednesday. Of course, I'm there Friday, and I'll be there every other Sunday.
So it's pretty cool, and so I want everybody to check out SavingCountryMusic.com live and the shows, and come support us. You can chat with us, or, hey, if you don't want to chat, just listen in and, you know, masturbate, whatever you want to do.
Yep.
It's good times.
Yes, sir, it is.
So everybody knows the whole story and the background story about Cocker and now Peter. Now, we have updated on the Facebook page, the IBWIP Facebook page, which you can find if you just type in IBWIP in the search. But Peter is on a course to find his cousin. And he started off in Folsom, California. After Muddy Roots, we sent him with Derek and Tawny. And let me just tell you, I have never seen anybody so excited to have a cock in their hand as Tawny was.
They were amazing.
And what was funny is, like, usually what we did with Cocker was, like, everybody would just send me the pictures and then I would post them. But Tawny is like, oh, no. She's like, she's posting them and she's putting, like, these whole stories, like, underneath them, you know, in the comment section. Like, it was just hilarious. It was awesome. And he just recently left Folsom and went to Minneapolis, Minnesota with our buddy Jade. And I just got the pictures back from that, and they're posted as well on the site. I think there's a photo album that says, like, Peter's Travels or something like that. So definitely go check him out. If you want Peter to come visit you, if you can show a gay cock a good time, just send us an email, and we'll give you the contact information here in a few minutes. But send us an email with your address, and we will make sure to get you on the list to have some cock.
We should send him to George Takei's house.
I know. Oh, I've missed that, you know?
Yeah.
But the one time I...
Sorry.
No, the one time I tried to get him on the show, his management never replied.
Oh.
Well, like, we were just watching the Comedy Central roast of William Shatner, and man, everybody was throwing gay jokes at George Takei. It was funny as hell, and he was just sitting back laughing his ass off.
Just the big old smile on his face.
Yeah, he took it. It was great.
Oh, but anyway. So, speaking of contact information, Coley, whenever we have a new person or a female on the show, we force them to do the contact information. Even if you do it horribly, we're still going to make you do it. So however you want to go about that, go ahead.
Well, to tell you the truth, Blake, this can't be any more horrible than my first episode with you guys last time. So I'll give it my best shot. Okay, so the contact information is... You can reach It Burns When I Pee at Facebook. Just search Facebook, It Burns When I Pee. Or you can hit up Twitter at IBWIPCOM.
I've been tweeting a lot more lately.
I hate Twitter. I just want to say it. Everybody said give it a chance. I've gotten like 150 tweets under my belt, and I still can't stand it.
But for all those Twitter savvy people, you know, you can follow us. I like to be followed.
I try to go back and forth every now and then. I'll just go over there to promote stuff, but I'm not really there to, like, stay there, just to promote.
You do not like to tweet your Twitter.
I do not like to tweet my Twitter. No, I do not. Okay, you can also contact The Podcasting God or The Amish BJ on their email accounts at blake@ibwip.com and amishbj@ibwip.com.
And feel free to email us anytime.
Yes. Yeah. And they still want titty pics. So please, at least one person besides Derek.
You're right. Like, in the 4 years that I've been asking for titty pics, the one I've gotten is Derek's.
That would be awesome.
Side boob.
Side boob's awesome. Okay. I'll even take a look at the side boob, okay?
You don't even have to show us nipple. I mean, we'd rather have nipple, but you don't even have to show us nipple.
All right.
We also have a dial-in number.
Please use this.
Yes. The dial-in, it brings more comedy to the show.
Because it's lacking.
But anyway, you just call in, leave a message. The dial-in number is 206-339-8419. And you can also reach It Burns When I Pee at itburnswhenip.com and savingcountrymusic.com.
Yeah, I added that because, you know, of my new show.
Right, yeah.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, shameless plug. But anyway, also, go ahead and subscribe to the show on iTunes.
The devil.
While you're there on iTunes, the worst company ever.
Right.
Evil corporation.
Just occupy it.
Yeah, occupy it. Yeah, when you're on iTunes, just go ahead and search It Burns When I Pee.
Thank you very much, Chloe. That was wonderful.
You're welcome.
I just want to say I'm going to start occupying big podcasting. I think we should all protest against big podcasting.
Big podcasting.
make us get Kak on the show. Professor Kak will go and just tell
you. She may start protesting us because we're hogging up all the money.
We are, yeah. they're trying to overtake Wall Street when they should try to be coming over to my roommate's house and protest. I wish somebody would like walk out in the morning to go to work and like there's some guy just standing there like holding this picket sign. It's like, fuck IBWIP.
You know what? That should be a contest.
Speaking of contests, we might as well get into it now. The Lucky Tub contest, nobody except me and Molly came up with pictures. What do we have to do to get these folks to join in on the fun of IBWIP and realize that the more interactive they are, the more fun we have?
I don't know, man. I just don't know.
I don't either. It was a damn good prize, too, and nobody did it.
I think it's because we come up with contests half drunk and...
Well, yeah, and I fucked it up really bad last time.
So. They never did understand the rule.
Yeah.
It was a Wednesday night, man. I'm sorry.
So, I don't know, Blake. I just don't know what we can do. I mean, we're pretty much screaming at people to, you know, give us some show content. Help us out. Call the damn number and, you know, leave us something funny or threaten to kill us or something.
Right. Exactly. Like, I'd love to get, like, a voicemail that's like, I'm going to kill you and your fucking dog.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it would be fucking awesome. And all you got to do is call. It only takes 3 seconds.
Do you think it's because we're cocky assholes? Do they like, fuck them.
I don't know. Maybe it's because we beg too much for it. But, I mean, you know, we have listeners. People always talk about, you know, the shows and, oh, I love the show and this and that. But nobody ever wants to participate. Is it stage fright, maybe?
If you don't want us to use your name, we won't.
Yeah. Well, and if you call in, it's totally anonymous. Like, you could call in and say, I want to kill those motherfuckers on IBWIP.
And then, PM them. If they say you won, just say, oh, that was me, and just PM.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Not BM. Don't BM us.
I said
yeah.
P.
Yeah. No. Well, maybe if you're into that content.
How about some songs? You guys want to hear some songs?
Hell yes.
All right. Yeah. We're going to hear, which this is my favorite rendition of the song. I don't care who else has done it. I don't care about the Danzig version. This is the best version of 13 in the world, and it's Johnny Cash, followed by The Interview with a Vampire. So here's Johnny Cash with 13. Guys, we'll be back.
Yeah.
And girls. Maybe that's why we don't get any listeners, because we are sexist.
You think?
But I'm here now, Luke.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of misery, never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me, I pray I don't look back. I was born in the soul of misery, never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. They just gave me the number when I was young.
Last year, Ma was a ghost. Did you go with your brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I went as a porn star. I don't know if it's good that you're laughing at that. Well, folks, we have a very special guest with us tonight. In the spirit of Halloween, we have with us a real live vampire, Count Biter Habubula. Count, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on, guys.
So, Count Biter Habubula, how did you become a vampire?
Oh, it was many, many years ago. Almost 300 years, I think. I was at the Whitehall Palace in London. William Shakespeare's romantic comedy, The Tempest, was being performed for the first time. I had escorted a beautiful young lady to the play and was hoping to score at the end of the evening, if you know what I mean.
My kind of guy, trying to get a piece of tail in London. Nice.
Yes. But after the play, as we were taking the carriage back to her place, we were attacked by a group of mysterious pale men on white horses. They drug us out of the carriage, and three of them took my dearest Kelly deep into the woods. I tried to fight the other two men off, but it was of no use. They tied me to a tree and then vanished into thin air. I heard a scream from within the woods, and then everything got silent. That is when my life changed forever.
So they didn't bite you or probe you or anything? Just tied you to a damn tree?
After the scream, the holler became silent.
Was anyone running their dogs through the holler? I bet if they were, they would have found you. Then they would have found their bitch for a lay.
Will you stop interrupting me, dickhead? I'm trying to tell a story here.
Sorry, Count Biter Habubula. Blake has kind of an ego and likes to be the center of attention.
As I was saying, as I stood there tied to the tree, a dense fog crawled into the holler. That is when she appeared.
Amy Winehouse?
No, no, no. It was a female vampire, and she was beautiful.
Asian?
Shut up and let Count Biter Habubula tell the damn story.
I'm just trying to paint a picture for the listeners.
She had long flowing red hair and eyes of very deep blue. She seemed to float towards me. Then she got so close I could feel her breath upon my face.
Did it smell like cheese? Cheese is a gateway drug, you know.
She stared into my eyes, almost hypnotizing me. Then, without a word, she lunged for my throat.
So anyway, you've been a vampire for like 300 years. What do you miss most about being mortal?
Farts. You would not believe how built up you get when you can't fart.
What's your opinion on the whole Twilight movie series?
Gay. It's not realistic at all. They asked me to be in the new one that is coming out, and I said no.
So what do you think of all the people nowadays that are dressing up like vampires, drinking blood, and grinding their teeth down to look like fangs?
It reminds me of all those pop country douchebags that talk about being outlaws when they probably have never done anything outlaw in their lives. It really gives us real vampires a bad name, makes us look stupid. Kinda how Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise made us look in that gay Interview with a Vampire movie.
So, how much blood do you need to drink each day to survive? Are we talking a couple cups worth, or like Chris Miller wine in a box intake?
Ha, ha, ha. My good friend Chris Miller. Not many people know that he too is a vampire. But to answer your question, I only need to kill a couple people a week to survive.
So now for the question that all of our listeners want to know the answer to. Can vampires have sex?
Does a honey badger not give a fuck? Hell yeah, we can have sex, and let me tell you, fellas, I have it a lot.
Do you have sex with the dead bodies that you drain the blood from?
No, that is gross. They gotta have a warm body and a heartbeat for me to get off.
What's your favorite position?
Vampire style?
Most of my victims, I mean partners, are tied up, so I guess you would say that I am into S&M.
The longer this interview goes on, the cooler I think it would be to be a vampire.
Blake, vampires don't live with their parents.
Correction, Count Biter Bubula. They are his roommates.
Thank you very much for having my back, BJ.
It's part of my parole. Community service.
Well, guys, it's Halloween, so I got things to do around the coffin before the sun goes down. I gotta get going.
Wow, this was a really insightful interview. Count Biter Bubula, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure.
The pleasure was all mine, fellas. Stay out of trouble.
In the backwoods, Dad raised me with a tight fist and a cane. Never once did he show mercy, so I swore to serve him pain. Perched on woodpile, watching clouds roll, when I was 9 years old. Up jumped the devil with a banjo, and this is what he told.
Are you learning how to play some tunage?
I've learned how to play a whole bunch of tunes.
Cool. On the guitar or?
Violin.
The violin. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. I'm probably getting a banjo for Christmas or my birthday.
That would be awesome. And you could have one of those foot things, you know, to make the boom, chicka, boom, boom, you know?
Yeah.
Rockin'.
I'm happy this November's my birthday, and guess what day is on?
The 4th.
24th.
On Thanksgiving?
Yep.
Sweet.
I get pies and dinner.
You get pie?
Yeah.
I like pie.
I like pie.
It's good.
I like pie. It's very, very good.
You'll say that all through your life that you like pie. It'll go with you all through your life. You can never go wrong with pie.
We went up to Whitetail today, and my dad wanted some apples for some apple pie because he's been craving for some apple pie.
Did he get them?
No, they didn't have the right kind of apples.
That's bogus. That's a bunch of crap.
And I got the shot up some paintball guns, a paintball gun, and a bow and arrow.
You shot a paintball gun and a bow and arrow?
Yep.
Dang, you guys have fun when I don't do anything fun and cool like that.
Well, maybe next year you might come to Whitetail with us.
Well, I should. I should come to Pennsylvania next year, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
I want to meet some Amish girls.
Hey, you're in luck. We got Amish, like, right down the road from us.
Sweet. Do you think they will think I'm cute?
There, all the way.
Do you think they will be impressed with me knowing how to use technology?
Yeah.
Thank you.
want to play the countdown,
no,
that's fine.
Okay, here we go.
And do it.
We're doing it live.
Doing it live. I would like to give my thanks to Count Biter Bubula for being on the show. And
it was cool getting a real live vampire on being on the show.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was amazing. I love vampires.
And
go ahead. It's all you, brother.
Oh, no, it's all you. No. No, we just got done hearing The Devil Lies by Split Brayfield, and that's off their album.
Album.
I'll Be There. And hopefully they have a new album coming out soon, because I'm ready for some new Split Brayfield, because I'm going to see them. Me and
Yay!
Uncle...
Yay!
Yay! Me and what Uncle numbers? Bubba. What?
I said, what number is this?
How many times have you gone?
I think 7.
Nice.
I love to hang out with the hippies. But we're going to go see them. And so, of course, you cannot have a Halloween show without a little Devil Lies. And we also heard My Buick Goes 180 by White Trash Whiplash. Didn't have a Halloween theme, but I think they kick ass. Very old school, punkish kind of rockabilly stuff.
Nice.
I'm broadening my horizons.
Very nice.
It's always good to broaden.
Now, did you broaden your horizons when you went to Vegas, Blake?
Oh, the trip to Vegas. Let me tell you about the trip to Vegas.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Did you poop yourself?
Do what?
Did you poop yourself?
No.
Did you get sick like when you went to Mexico?
No, I actually didn't get sick. It was the good part. So I have a couple stories, and we'll start with the banana story. It's not good to start with Vegas. So everybody that knows me knows that I can't stand bananas. I hate them. I don't like them. I don't like touching them. I like smelling them. I like anything to do with them.
Do you like banana runts?
No. I don't like banana anything. Not banana pudding, not banana bread, not banana runts, not banana nothing.
Do you like banana boat sunscreen?
No.
Sorry, I'm just trying to be an ass now.
So we're at the Blue Man Group show or whatever it's called, right?
Okay. Yes.
And we're in the second row. You know who the Blue Man Group is, right?
Yes. I want to take Sean to see them.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to tell you all the details, but we're in the second row. We got our ponchos on. They give you free ponchos because obviously there's going to be some messiness. So they're playing. They're doing their little performance, and they're doing a performance little thing with Twinkies. I love Twinkies. I've said it once. I've said it 1,000 times. Twinkies are better than sex.
What about fried Twinkies?
They are orgasmic as well. That's like having a threesome. A deep fried Twinkie is like having a threesome. A regular Twinkie is just like having sex with somebody.
All right, Blake. Next year when we meet up again at Muddy Roots, I'm making you bacon wrapped Twinkies.
I will probably die of a happy man. So they're eating Twinkies on stage. And of course, I'm paying very close attention because I'm thinking, hey, maybe they'll throw me a Twinkie. Give a dog a bone, right?
Like a dog.
So the next thing I know, I'm staring, and all of a sudden, stuff starts shooting out of their chest. Shooting, I mean, launching into the crowd. Their chest, right in the middle of their chest. They had these they had these shirts on, and they just had, like, it seemed like there was, like, a button in the middle. That wasn't a button.
Yeah.
That was not a button.
It was not a button.
It started shooting out pureed bananas.
Nice.
It was in my hair. It was down my shirt. It was all over my arm. I wanted to vomit. So, and it was like a third of the way through the show. And I'm like, hey, I paid a lot of money for these second row tickets. I'm not going to leave, but I'm about ready to throw up. So, kick-ass show. That's my, here's my, I'm so bad at reviews. Here's my review. Blue Man Group, awesome. If you like bananas. I don't like them. So, anyway, that was the easy story. So then the second story is, okay, so we get out of the airplane, we get on our shuttle, and on the way to the hotel, the shuttle driver's like, hey, you know, don't take cabs, you know, they'll rip you off, you can get a bus pass, blah, blah. So he's telling you all these little facts. And he's like, you know, and there are a few casinos that will give you money to come gamble at their casinos because they're trying to get business.
Nice.
So he mentioned Hooters. The Hooters Casino and Hotel will give you $200 to gamble with.
Say no more.
I'm
and
like,
awesome chicken wings.
I'm there. I'm like, sweet. So Friday night we're there, you know, we're walking, me and Bubba are walking up and down the strip, which is a very long walk. And I was like, hey, let's go down to Hooters. So it's off the strip. It's like, you know, it's like six blocks down. So we walk all the way there. We get there.
God.
Yeah. And so we go fill out a club card. We go, you know, get our club card.
Okay.
Okay. And so then we're like, you know, where do we go for our $200? And I should know that nothing in Vegas is free and nobody gives you anything.
Right.
So the guy points at this little box, roped off box of like 20 slot machines. And there's this little Filipino lady who's about 60 years old standing in the middle of it. It was just wad of $100 bills. So I go over there and she goes, okay, you sit down. So we sit down at a slot machine. She puts $200 in it. Of course, these are all rigged. You know what I mean? Right. And so I got $200 worth of money to play for free, which lasted me about 15 minutes. So we walked about 6 hours. So the big joke the rest of the time was Uncle Bubba telling me, oh, you know, you can get people let you give you free money to play slots. So I said, fuck you.
Oh, you're like a little old lady, Blake.
Like I act like I've never been anywhere in the world. I get to a new place and I'm just like,
what do I do?
Like, remind me not to take you on like a fun-filled vacation where we go out and like party all the time. Because I just don't know if you could handle it.
No, I was like, I was ready to go to bed at like 10 o'clock each night. I was like, well, it's 3 a.m. in Peoria. It's to go to bed.
Oh, Blake.
But let me tell you the best part of
Vegas. Tell.
Can you feel the anticipation?
Yes, I am. I'm about to start a drum roll.
Patient.
There are so many fucking hot Asian chicks there. I don't even know what to do with myself.
Besides stay in your room and masturbate the whole time?
Oh, my God. Every place you looked, there was hot Asian girls. There was hot Asian blackjack dealers. There was hot Asian cocktail waitresses. There were hot Asian girls walking up and down the street. And every time I saw one, I just wanted to punch myself in the balls.
See, now, like, we went down to the Outer Banks of North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and there is a ton of Russian chicks there.
Really?
And I am about the same with Russian chicks that you are with Asian chicks. Like, they're working at the Food Lion. They're working at the Brew-Throughs. They're everywhere.
I love the Brew-Throughs.
Oh, my God. I was air humping the whole way, so I can just imagine how you were.
It was painful. Cause I punched myself a lot. And
did you get any porn?
Do I?
Cool porn? Did you get any?
No. I'll tell you something about that porn stuff.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The guys that are handing those cards out, they're just creepy.
Really?
And I didn't want to touch them. I didn't want to touch their hands. I didn't want to have accidental contact with any of their hands. They don't speak any English. They're very persistent. Like, they shove them in your face. And
that's different from the show How?
Right. We shove stuff down your throat. There's a difference.
And we barely speak English.
Most of the time.
But yeah, there's like 17 of them at every street corner, and like they're clicking those cards and they're like shoving them at you, and they're real persistent. Like, you can walk by and not make eye contact with them, and they actually like almost shove them into your chest, and like you like bust by, and like the next one who just saw you bust by shoves another one.
See, I couldn't handle that.
Yeah, but it was a good time. Vegas took my money and made my balls blue.
That's great, though. I may go to Vegas someday in my life, but really, I don't gamble.
I don't gamble, and I don't drink, but I gambled a little bit, and I was not very good at it, obviously.
I just want to see the strip.
I heard it's like the strip. That's it.
That's fine.
The best part of it was when we went down to Fremont Street, which is like the old, like the original Vegas strip. Right. We saw Alice Cooper and Ozzy Osbourne. Like tribute bands.
Nice.
They looked exactly like him, and that was like the most fun me and Bubba had. Like after I came out of the strip club, we were watching them, and that was like the wildest time. I went to a strip club there. Yeah.
Yes.
You got to be rich.
Yeah.
So I go in there.
You don't give them ones. You give them hundreds.
Oh, I went in there. Okay, here's my plan. I went in there with a fat stack of ones, like $50 in ones. And I think to myself, I'm going to sit at the, on the walkway, and I'm just going to,
Right.
Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to. I go sit down. It's a two-drink minimum, so I buy two Red Bulls. Whipty fucking Ross. $16 later, I'm like, oh, I'm down to $35, Right. So,
$6 for two Red Bulls?
Yeah, I know, right?
Really?
Yeah. You have to be rich to go to Vegas, really, seriously. So, this girl comes over and she starts talking to me. Like, you don't even get to choose. Like, they're so, pushy that you don't even get to choose which girl you want to show boobs in your face. She comes up and she's like, oh, where are you from? Blah, 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 blah. She's like, well, come with me. And she, picks me, she grabs me by the arm. And she's like, come with me. So, I'm like, what? And I'm, I'm a polite guy. I'm not going to say no.
Aww.
Right? I'm trying to be polite.
Yeah, you're nice.
She takes me back to this room that has like the beaded curtain,
Okay.
And there's a big 300-pound black guy standing in front of it.
Nice.
And he opens the curtain and I go in. It's like pitch dark in there. I'm like, I'm going to get ass raped by this black guy. That'll be great show content. So I sit down and, she's trying to butter talk me. I understand what she's doing. So finally I look at her. I'm like, well, how much are we talking here? And listen to this. She said $500 for an hour, $300 for a half hour, or $100 for 10 minutes.
Damn, you just need to come here and we'll take you to West Virginia. You can get it for nothing compared to that.
But here was my question to her is $500. What do I get for $500?
Right.
I mean, if you're just going to shove your boobs in my face for an hour, that's really not worth $500.
No.
Right.
Exactly, no.
If you're going to stroke me off, it's still not worth $500 now.
Right. I can do that myself for free.
And it'll be more pleasurable.
Right.
And so needless to say, I was like, well, that's a little bit out of my budget. And she goes, you came to a strip club with a budget? I said, well, yes.
Dude. To tell you a story about a strip club, me and Nicole go and we'll spend almost $300 at a strip club. That's why we never go, because I have to be drug out of the places.
True story.
I get so fucking hammered drunk and I find that one chick every time that makes me just want to follow her around.
Right.
And everybody has to drag me out, and Nicole gets lap dances all the time.
Then the guys around the lap dance shove dollars in places on me so the strippers can pull them out with their teeth.
Wow.
Just saying.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
I'm already planning next year's trip.
Yeah, I it's a blast, but
And the chicks in West Virginia get completely naked.
We should check out strip clubs in Tennessee.
I don't think they get all naked, though. I think that's just a West Virginia thing.
No, I think
they don't care.
No, they get all naked here in Peoria.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
See, here in Pennsylvania, they're not allowed to serve booze, and chicks get naked at the same place.
Well, that's safe.
Pops off, but that's
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Well, no, they can't serve booze.
Oh, even if they take the
yeah,
tops,
if
let's chick, bring your own beer.
Yeah, everything's BYOB right. Around here. And they're like little shitty places where five toothless girls are hanging out.
Nice.
And we actually have to go to West Virginia to see top class, boob.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
Guess and where we're going here. Next year.
Yes.
And what was the painting room?
Oh, yeah, they have a paint room.
What's that?
Shower room. They put, neon paint on you.
And I think it's only,
And then shower you off.
I think it's only, 50 to 75 bucks, isn't it?
Yeah, and then they have a champagne room, but...
That's, almost 200.
And I think they put it in their hoochie and...
Yeah. But then you have the chicks that blow the ones out of their hoochie.
Yeah. Dude, this one chick could hang off that fucking pole by her butt cheeks.
Ugh.
I'm serious. Like, and then she was shooting dollar bills out of her vagina.
Nice.
It was the best ever. But anyway, we've gone on too long about strip clubs.
But I digress.
Nicole has something to read for us all. It's called fan feedback, right, Blake?
Fan feedback.
I got it here, bitches. All right.
3, 2, 1.
Contact. All right. Glad y'all.
Are you going to start? You're going to start now?
Shut up, Blake.
You're going to start now?
Do it live.
Now.
Now?
Now.
When are you going to do it?
No.
There you go.
Jeez. Okay. Anyway, glad you're all still doing the show after all these years. Great interview with Lucky Tubb. And that was by Mississippi Lee.
Ah, thank you, Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Yay, Blake can spell Mississippi.
Yay.
Forgot the Lee.
Oh, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I-L-E.
E.
E.
E. He can spell Mississippi in like 2 milliseconds, but he can't spell Lee. Way to go, Blake.
3, 2, 1. Contact. Okay. Digging blood, sweat, and beer. And that was just Dave.
See? Shortened to the point.
Yep.
Right on.
Didn't understand it, but.
No, we played Blood, Sweat, and Beer last episode, the song.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm totally out of it.
And I'm the awful host. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Contact.
First off, enjoying the show, but where can I get a copy of Cocker's Holler? Cousin Peter's House Mix. Or is it Cocker's Chaos? Also, I think the chick, BJ's wife, will be a good addition to the show. Probably just going to take an episode or two to get it all figured out. Thank you very much. And that was from me.
That wasn't from you.
I was in the back room counting. I'm sorry.
You know, when your own kid counts down for you. And I had another person email about a different part of the subject, and they said that you know, you were a good addition to the show too.
Wow. Well,
yeah. Thank you to that person as well.
It was Jade.
Yay, Jade.
Yay.
So that's the extent of our fan feedback, isn't it?
No, I still have the rest of
this
letter.
I'm
and
sorry.
Then I have nope, that is the rest of this letter. Sorry. Okay, so if you guys could play Tom Russell, Tonight We Ride, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and I emailed him back and I told him that we'll play it in the November episode because this is the Halloween episode and it didn't quite fit. But
okay. And he says, also, keep up the good work, Bryson.
Nice. He says, keep up the good work, and then he listens to this episode.
Yeah. This episode has actually been pretty good until the stripper talk when I just kind of rambled on.
I liked it, though. I closed my eyes and visualized a girl
that other story.
Blowing out a...
Oh, yeah. Nicole likes to help strippers out of their dresses.
Nice.
Yeah. And, like, kisses them and stuff.
No, I did not kiss her.
She kissed... The stripper kissed Nicole.
Yeah. What's the rule with that? Like, you can't... Like, okay, if me or BJ were getting a lap dance and, like, we went to kiss a girl, like, the bouncers would be on top of us beating us up. But, right. like, Coley, you could make out with the stripper and it would be okay.
Yeah, she did.
And I scrubbed my tongue with a Brillo pad.
After she sobered up the next morning, Nicole's like, did I kiss a stripper?
Okay.
I'm like, yeah.
Since I had to bring it up, it was my fault. I'll tell the story. Long story short, I promise. We were up at the walkway. She asked me to unzip her dress. So I unzipped her dress and she turned around and she did her little dance and then she grabbed my head and kissed me and then slipped her tongue into my throat, and I was drunk off my ass.
And I had a boner.
Yeah, I bet. I have a boner just listening to the story.
I returned, and then, like, nothing else happened. That was it. And nobody, none of the bouncers, nothing.
Right. And they had her feeling her boobs the whole night.
Well, they were feeling mine, but I didn't touch theirs.
Well, no, they'd take your hands. Yeah, well,
that's a different story.
I mean, Jesus Christ, I wish I could get away. I'm right. going in with a wig next
time. I didn't actually
time.
Grab them. They took my hand.
Right, that, right.
That's different. I didn't go out and reach it.
Right.
They initiated the contact.
Exactly. So it was a very weird feeling after I sobered up. I'm like, what the fuck did I just do last night? And he's just like, oh, you kissed a stripper.
The devil made you do it, Nicole.
The devil.
The devil. Like, speaking of the devil, the devil always gets his due.
Right on, Blake. That was a hell of a... You took my hook.
Oh, I stole it. I'm sorry.
No. I wanted you to.
He hooked the bait.
Yeah, I was just trolling out there. And he took it.
Here it is. The devil gets his due by the Dirt Daubers. Check it out, bitches.
I really like this song, I just want to say.
Okay, we need to take a quick break. Gonna treat the devil like you do a coup. When the devil gets his due. Silhouetted against the moon. When the devil gets his due. He'll be losing ground on the dirty thrones. When the devil gets his due. I'll hitch up to the shrieking post.
Friend of mine, Big G from Big G's Texas Roadshow on The Real Deal, 93.5 KOOK and AM 1230 KERV in Kerrville, Texas. I want to say a special thanks to my buddy Blake Clayton, and sure hope that you guys are enjoying this edition of IBWIP. Blake, next time you need an interview, Hoss, please don't hesitate to holler, because you know that I can probably hook you up, and if I can't, it ain't worth having. Adios, y'all.
I saw you with your handsome new dude kissing and smiling last night. I would rather have poison-beaked sparrows pluck out my crying eyes. One of us has got to go, babe.
One of us has got to go. How it pains me to tell you so, but one of us has got to go. One of us has got to go. I climbed to the top of the Golden Gate Bridge, but I forgot I'm afraid of heights. Put bullets in the pistol, put the pistol in my mouth, but that barrel just didn't taste right. One of us has got to go, but one of us has got to go. How it pains me to tell you so, but one of us has got to go. One of us has got to go. No suicide for the courage of a coward, but one of us has got to go. Sitting here outside your window thinking one of us has got to go. You don't see me, but I can see, and one of us has got to go. With a hammer pulled back, my finger shakes on the trigger, and one of us has got to go. You smile so true as he's rubbing on you, and one of us has got to go. One's not enough, and three is too many, and one of us has got to.
All right, folks, we just got done hearing One of Us Has Got to Go by Bobby Bear Jr. off his album entitled A Storm, A Tree, and My Mother's Head. And, you know, this is the first It Burns When I Pee album review. One of our fans, Jeff from Texas, had suggested that, hey, I'll send you guys two CDs a month, pick one out and do a review of it. And I've always wanted to do reviews, but I've always thought that I was pretty musically stuck up. And it was very difficult to pick one of these albums to review. The second album that he gave me was The Gourds and their CD Old Mad Joy. But I chose Bobby Bear's because it's kind of a well-known name in music. And I had never listened to any Bobby Bear Jr. before. And really, the song we just played, One of Us Has Got to Go, was the only standout song for me in this album. And ironically, it was written by Bobby Bear Jr. as well as his father, Sr. And if any of you don't know, Bobby Bear Sr. used to be a country musician. And when Bobby Bear Jr. was 8 years old, they were both nominated for a Grammy for the song called Daddy What If. And if you look on YouTube, David Allan Coe does a version with his son. And so that's the correlation between those two. Anyway, the song we just heard, you know, the reason why this song caught my attention is that it's really unlike any of the other songs on the album. You know, it has a single acoustic guitar accompaniment, and it tells a story about a guy realizing a relationship is over. And one of the most poignant lines, I thought, of the song was, no suicide for the courage of a coward. And, you know, that kind of describes the writer's, you know, inability to end his life in the ways that he describes in the songs. And I found it to be a really powerful song, one that I could relate to, which is, you know, what music is all about. You know, and for me, you know, the only thing I didn't like about the song is at the end, when he goes, you know, he kind of, and to me, doing that, making that sound of a gunshot kind of cheapens the song and ruins the message that and the emotion that's being conveyed in the song. Other than that, I found the album I couldn't relate to any of the songs. Lyrically, I couldn't follow the songs. I didn't know what they were about. To me, it was kind of like a folk version of Dave Matthews and Beck. You know, the songs to me, I listened to this album 7 or 8 times, guys. and I tried, but it just none of the songs really stood out as interesting except that one. And like I said, I had trouble following any kind of message in the songs. One in particular was probably the worst song on the album. It's called Liz Taylor's Lipstick Gun. I have no idea what the song was about or what the message was supposed to be conveyed. And it had this, you know, annoying synthesizing beat. And it just, I found it to be god-awful to the ears. You know, I know Bobby Baird Jr. is, you know, renowned as a singer-songwriter. Maybe I don't know anything about music. That could be definitely be it, too. But for me, Bobby Baird Jr., A Storm, A Tree, and My Mother's Head, which was released in 2010, is not a great album. And for me, I give it 1 urinal out of 5. So, Jeff, please send me some more music. We'll do another review next month. And thanks a lot for participating in the show.
What was that? Oh, my God. I knew this day would come. Rupert, we're under attack by monsters. Dear God! Oh, but wait, there's Superman. He'll save us. Superman! Superman! Wait, where are you going? Oh, to hell with him. We'll have to deal with these marauders ourselves. Rupert, man your station. All right, you undead bastards. Time to send you back to hell.
Ah! Hey, Stewie, you all set to go trick-or-treating? Whoa, what the hell are you doing?
We're under attack, Brian! By zombies and vampires and a Mexican princess!
Stewie, those aren't monsters. They're kids. They're trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treaters?
Yeah, it's what kids do on Halloween. They dress up in costumes and they go around asking for candy. How do you not know about trick-or-treating?
Well, I'm walking home at 7 a.m. One last Reno, last call. Been raising hell with all of my rowdy friends and snorting coke in a bathroom stall. But Lord, we had a ball and this song goes out to the scumbags. Just like every song I'd sing, just a song about this hard life we lead, Lord. Outlaws and scumbags like me. I'll never make it down to Nashville, Tennessee, 'cause they don't like my scumbag songs. Getting rich would be the last thing I'd ever need, man. Strokes are all I'd spend.
And 3, 2.
All right, folks, welcome back. You just heard The Ballad of Scumbag Country by Hellbound Glory. And that goes out from Peter to Derek and Tawny. That's your long-distance dedication.
Aww.
Like Casey Kasem.
That was The Ballad of the Scumbag Country. Going out to Derek and Tawny. Thank you for giving us a gay old time. So we've been talking about this for a while now, another inside joke, but it's time for a new IBWIP t-shirt, and we came up with our version of the Cock Strong t-shirt.
Right on.
That we did.
And so we've decided that, if I'm not mistaken, because Coley's kind of in charge of this, we need to get at least 12 orders, right, to do a run?
Yes, at least 12 orders. It doesn't matter what size.
Just 12 orders.
Just 12 orders.
Okay, so starting November 1st, and we'll probably do, you know, before, but the official date for the pre-orders, we'll be taking them between November 1st and November 15th.
Sounds good.
So we're hoping to have the orders in and get the shirts made so people can maybe have them by the beginning of October or at least Christmas.
Well,
yeah, beginning of December.
Yeah,
right.
I was going to say October is before November.
Oh,
but
did I say October?
You did.
It would probably be closer to like middle of December.
Right.
We like to give our printing house a little bit more time
sure.
on things.
So for Christmas, everybody can at least get their Christmas pictures taken in the new IBWIP t-shirt.
That would be an awesome Christmas card for the following year.
So basically to kind of everybody, we'll send out an email on the Burns IP newsletter, but we'll also post the pictures of it. But it basically has two roosters on the front of it fighting.
Yes.
And it says, how do you pronounce it, BJ? You always do a good job.
Gorg Snort.
Gorg Snort on the front of it. On the back of it has a picture of the three of us, and it says IBWIP.com. But since Silent Storm Design, plug, plug. Silent Storm Design is in charge of this. We are making a special kid-friendly version of the shirt where it'll just say Gorg Snart on the front of it with the roosters, and on the back of it, it won't have our picture. It'll just say IBWIP.com. So we right. want you to order those shirts. So pre-orders start $15. That includes shipping. And also the kids' ones we're saying are $13. Correct?
Okay. But let me add this, Blake. I didn't even think about this until you said the price. The small, medium, large, and extra large adult will be $15.
Okay.
But anything over the size of extra large will have to be $17 because it does cost more to get larger shirts.
Nice. Completely understand.
So it'll still be the same print on the front and the same print on the back, but it has to be a couple extra dollars more.
That's okay.
For the children's size, it'll be youth small to youth extra large, and they will be $13 apiece.
Nice. So get your orders in now. Don't wait.
Now.
Right now.
Right now.
And also, while we're talking about merchandise, BJ, Nicole, you guys have Silent Storm Design, and I do believe you have something going on as well.
Right. As of when this episode comes out, we will have Silent Storm Design's trucker hats available. And it's not the normal, you know, cheap trucker hat that everybody has with the plastic snaps in the back. These are going to be flex fit trucker hats. Just like our normal baseball hats that we have. Blake, you have one.
Yes.
The very, very comfy flex fit hat.
Fit it.
Yeah.
Fit it flex fits.
Yeah. And they will also be embroidered, not printed. A lot of people print their trucker hats. Ours will be embroidered.
You guys don't fuck around.
What's that?
You guys don't fuck around.
Nope. No, we...
quality before quantity.
Yeah, I have this big thing. I am very anal about quality of things and how things feel. Like, I've gotten trucker hats that I just cannot break in. They give me a headache. I just hate them. But for a few dollars more, we can get these flex fit trucker hats, and I can't wait to get them and sport them. So if you guys want any, please contact us. You can find us on Facebook. I think mostly everybody that listens to the show is friends with us on Facebook, or you can contact Blake.
And we'll put a link in the show notes as well.
Yes.
But I'm going to put my pre-order in for two.
Nice.
Right on.
And usually FlexFit come with large, extra large, or small, medium.
Right. And these hats will cost $20.
Right. $20.
And that would be plus shipping. So we'll figure out the shipping part later.
But they're definitely worth it because the one that you guys sent me, like you guys said, you guys actually sent two of them, but like it's one of the best hats to have. Like it's they don't get stinky when they get wet.
No, they're FlexFit is a very high quality hat.
Definitely, and I thoroughly enjoy it. So definitely order one of those. Order the new IBWIP quote unquote cock strong shirts. How long do you think it before we get sued for that?
It's backwards. I don't know if anybody can read it.
If you're not a fan of the show, nobody will know what the fuck it says.
Right, and I think you should order one for your kids. Really, I do. Like, I think everybody who listens to the show, if you have a son or a daughter, I think you should. I'm not asking you to let them wear it to school.
Right.
But they should still have one.
Right. See, what happened there is we made a promise this Friday.
Yes,
Nicole kind of did.
I did.
We decided as a company, you know, our kids like the same bands we do, of course, because we listen to it. They listen to it. They get used to it. They find their favorites. And we can't find shirts for them.
Right.
I wanted to get an Unknown Henson shirt for Liam this weekend because he wanted to be a vampire. So I decided, I was like, you know what would be even more of a cool vampire? Is to be more like Unknown Henson. You know, get him the tour shirt that actually looks like the Unknown Henson, you know, suit.
Right.
With the bow tie, Well, they only come in adult small. Now, Sean, he's 10, tall, you know, tall for his age, whatever. He can fit into an adult small, and it wouldn't look odd. Well, I put an adult small that we have in stock here at our house, and it looked like a dress on poor Liam. And there would have been no way, and I wasn't going to spend a whole $20 just to get this adult small and even have to cut it and put it on a shirt that would fit him.
Right.
You know, like put it on there or whatever. It would just not be worth the whole $20 that I'm spending, plus whatever shipping cost it would have cost.
So
I made the vow, because Derek even also mentioned that he can't get stuff for his kids as well, because they all like the same shit as well, and, you know, he can't buy it because nobody makes anything under an adult small.
So, anyway, what we're going to do is, from now on, anything that we do as a company, no matter who it's for, we are going to make youth sizes available.
Awesome.
And if you want, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, like, if you want a onesie type of deal, please just send us a personal message or something like that, because I'm sure the size screen that they use for the youth sizes, they could fit it onto a onesie or a toddler shirt. So please don't feel like we're just doing youth small up. Just PM us and we'll figure it out.
Awesome. And I would say right now, like, instead of people donating to the show, I'd rather have them order a shirt. It's cooler to have listeners send me pictures of them with IBWIP shirts than to get,
you know, that's better promotion.
Right. So that's awesome. We'll have all the stuff in the newsletter, and we will have a link to Silent Storm Design as well on the show notes. So buy the merch, because that's the way it goes. Pimp the swag.
Yeah.
It's the way to our hearts.
So speaking of pimping, because pimping ain't easy.
No, it's not. It costs money.
It costs money. But anyway, we're going to, Coley's going to go through the calendar of like, upcoming shows, but I also had her include the Sunday Night Roundup. That's not bad to plug my own show on my own show, is it?
Nope.
Okay. Nope. Loud and proud. Go through the calendar, and then I got a little special song for everyone.
All right. We have coming up the Halloween special, episode 54, Interview with Vampire, will be out 10/28/11.
If you're listening to it, it's already out.
Yeah.
Unless you got a bootleg copy.
I'm just following the notes. All right. Okay. So then October 30th, which is Mischief Night.
It is Mischief Night.
So make sure after you listen to the Sunday Night Roundup, you go out and make some mischief.
Toilet paper the shit out of people's houses.
Egg the shit out of it as well.
And yes. Steal pumpkins from grocery stores, carve them, and then take them back.
Right.
Very nice, Blake, by the way. Okay, and then November 13th, the next episode of Sunday Night Roundup. And again, the Sunday Night Roundup is not downloadable as of yet, I believe.
You got to come to hear it.
Come to SavingCountryMusic.com and listen to it live. And please, please feel free to join us in the chat. You do have to open up two different pages, though, just so you know, because I know a couple people that have tried to do it at the same time, and they were just like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, come on. Anyways, November 25th, the next episode, episode 55 of The Burns When I Pee, will be out.
Hey, do you guys... Huh?
It is Friday. You're right.
So
you're done shopping and spending a whole shitload of money, come sit back and enjoy a beer and listen to the next episode.
And I think we should do that as the one take show. I think we should give it a try. We'll see.
That's also the day after Shawnee's birthday.
It is. We'll have to have a lot of 3-2-1 contact on that episode.
I want to order a shirt for him for his birthday.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully Molly will have some money.
Better save up, Ma. Alright, November 27th is the next episode of Sunday Night Roundup. Following that is December 11th with Sunday Night Roundup. Again, with Sunday Night Roundup, is December 18th.
Hold on, that's a week.
I know. It's going to be a special episode because I'm not going to do one on Christmas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Look at him. And then finally, we have come to December 23rd, which will be the release of episode 56 of It Burns When I Pee, the Xmas special.
There wasn't a Christmas special last year, so this is going to be a very special because there wasn't one last year.
Right. I'm going to wear a Santa hat and act like the Grinch with my shoes too tight and my heart too small.
And I'm going to act like the grumpy old man who had to pay for his grandkids' toys and was a cheap bastard and bitches every time they open it.
And Nicole's going to be the Christmas sweater.
Shoes. No. You didn't even give me a chance.
Okay.
I'm going to have red fuzzy nipple caps on.
Gold tassels?
With the white fuzziness around that, and then long red, green, and white tassels.
With jingle bells.
Oh, yes. There will be jingle bells.
Sweet.
But that will be on the underwear.
I got a boner.
Be hanging off the tassels.
No, you got the tassels, and then you got the underwear, and when you shake it, they...
She just doesn't know, guys.
I know. No, she doesn't understand.
Just doesn't get it.
Okay, so I thought it would be really quick if we could play another Halloween song.
The Monster Mash?
No, even better.
Okay.
Okay, check it. Just listen in.
You'll know that I am called the count. Because I really love to sometimes I sit and all day. But sometimes I get carried away. I slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start in, it's very hard to stop. Hey, faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could forever until I drop. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. I love whatever the amount. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. That's the song of the count. I f*** the spiders on the wall. I f*** the cobwebs in the hall. I f*** the candles on the shelf. When I'm alone, I f*** myself. Oh yeah, I f*** slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start in f***ing, it's very hard to stop. Faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could f*** forever, f*** until I drop. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, I love f***ing. Whatever the amount. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, that's his song.
Why do we let kids listen to that shit?
Very nice. I like that.
I like to...
We'll be singing it for the next month.
Yes. Okay? Until next month, right?
No, I was just saying he will be singing it until next month. Because he'll just start saying, I'm counting.
Well, originally that was going to be your intro song because it was counting. But then I thought, well, it's very Halloween-ish, so...
It is.
3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1.
I'm cold beer, Coley. You must count before I speak. Cold beer, Coley. You must count before I speak on the mic.
Hey.
Hey. Well, guys, I hope everybody has a happy Halloween.
Yes, you guys too. I think it's going to be awesome for all you guys over there just trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating.
Trick or treating.
I hope I get lots of treats.
Until my son decides what he wants to be, I think we'll have a good time trick or treating.
All right. Well, guys, as always, thank you again for taking the time to be on my show.
Thank you for having us, Blake.
Yes, thank you, Blake.
And thank you to Count Bite Her Boobula for being on the show as well.
Great interview.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
We should have more interviews like that.
Yes.
More. Live.
Do it live. Anyway, it cannot be an episode of IBWIP without the BJ double shot. BJ?
Yes, Blake.
Could you announce your double shot for the evening as we leave this fine show to the masses?
I sure can. I decided... This time, I was going to do a little bit of Halloween-themed music because it's the Halloween episode. But I decided to kind of play something that's not normally played on IBWIP.
All right.
I decided to play The Creep Show with Zombies Ate Her Brain and The Misfits with Halloween.
Awesome. All right, folks. Have a great holiday. And don't be... Don't give the kids shitty candy. Give them some good candy. Take it easy, guys.
See you, Blake.
Bye, Blake.
I'd like to tell a little story about a girl from far away. You might feel bad, you might feel sorry about what happened. So they say. Upon a
Are you a blogger, a podcaster, not happy with your web host? Check out HostGator.com, where you'll find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs, and free site builder with easy control panel. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.